It's a new day for every American. Start today right by getting facts and only facts at dnewman.org. You want the truth about today's important matters? Truth coming up. Here's Dan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week. Today is Monday, June 18th, the second to last Monday in the month of June. Boy, this whole spring and now summer is just flying by. And I think one of the reasons it's flying by is there's so much going on around us, especially in the political world, centered in Washington, D.C. And today, there's something very, very topically applicable that we are going to discuss. It's on top of mind. It's been all over the news. Everybody's been raving about it. And that, of course, is our immigration debacle, illegal immigration, and all kinds of stories flying. Many of those stories, not true at all. We're going to talk about some of that. But the immigration issue is one that it's not new, folks. It's been front and center on the minds of Americans in government and everyday Americans for decades and decades and decades. Immigration has been one of the critical parts of the United States of America. Listen to this. From 1820 to the year 2013, 79 million people obtained lawful permanent resident status in the United States. 79 million. Last year, 1 million people obtained that same immigration permanent status here in the United States by going through the legal immigration process that was set up 100 plus years ago. Every year, 1 million immigrants are granted legal status into the United States. Legal being the key word. That 1 million exceeds the combined number of legal status immigrants granted to all immigrants from every other country in the world. In other words, the United States lets 1 million in. The other 190 or so countries around the world combined don't let 1 million into their countries. Yet, for many, the United States is not doing enough. And of course, the term illegal in front of immigration, that in itself has caused all kinds of problems in America. I just don't see how illegal immigration in the United States has survived. Illegal. Think about that word compared to legal. Illegal means breaking the law. And so what many people on the left side of the political spectrum here in the United States want, and this comes up every presidential administration. It really went top of mind in the Reagan administration. And a bunch of amnesty was passed out by President Reagan where he waved a magic citizenship wand in D.C. and a whole bunch of illegals overnight became legal just because the president wanted to do something to kind of stop the griping, hoping that in doing so, it would end the illegal immigration into the United States. But no, that has not happened. Nobody knows for sure how many illegals cross into the U.S., especially our southern borders. And it seems to get worse and worse cyclically. And now all kinds of complaining are going on. Today, stories came out this morning about what happened yesterday in New Jersey, where a bunch of congressmen, Democrat congressmen, went to an immigration center, stormed unannounced in, knocked on the doors, demanded entry to examine the status of children that were being held that came in illegally with their parents. And of course, you know, all of the gossip is that, you know, President Trump is turned on illegal immigrants, on children, that he is keeping children in concentration camps, even calling it concentration camps. And folks, that in itself is demeaning to millions of Jewish people who literally died in concentration camps in Europe in World War II at the hands of Hitler and Stalin. That's concentration camps. And now pictures are leaking out of these centers where these children are being held. And to be quite honest with you, they all look to me like American kindergartens. They're fed, they're clothed, they're kept busy, they're in school, they have entertainment, they have snacks. They're not being held in concentration camps. And of course, you probably remember a couple of weeks ago, the pictures came out and were circulated, they were released, and then later withdrawn by a journalist showing a couple of children being held in actual cages. And of course, the problem with that was that picture was actually taken in 2014. This journalist, like most journalists in what used to be called the mainstream media, now it's just called the leftist media, want to make President Trump look like a dictator, like a power junkie, like a heartless, unfeeling, unthinking American government official. And so they wanted and depicted those two children in those cages. That was happening under President Trump. It did not. It happened under the Obama administration in 2014. Ronald Reagan, Bush 41, Bill Clinton, Bush 43, and Obama all knew we had a horrible illegal immigration problem in the United States. And of course, if you put it out there, the right thing to do is to make everybody and everything we do be legal. That's why we have laws. We're a nation of laws, correct? We have all of these laws that supposedly make sure every American institution, including our government, do the right and legally proper things in running the United States of America. Private citizens, government employees, everybody does the right thing. And if a law is bad, doesn't it make sense to simply go to the body, the political body that makes those laws? Could be on a local level, could be on a state level, could be on the federal level. There are entities in place to build a structure of laws in the United States for every type of activity, local, state, and federal. If it's a bad law, change the law. If it needs to be updated, update it. But this is a nation of laws. That is the fundamental thing that separates this nation from the other countries in the world that do not honor the rights and privileges that are given to its citizens under the laws that are duly passed and are duly enforced by those governments. And folks, we're headed down a bad path. I'll be just completely honest with you. In a nation where an individual or a group of people have the power or usurp and take the power to unilaterally determine what laws are to be enforced and what laws are not to be enforced is a dangerous, slippery slope for any nation to go down. Why? Because if that happens in the United States, like it has happened very publicly in very, very visible circumstances, what happens then? We are no longer a nation of laws. We are no longer a nation where there is liberty and justice for all. Hand-picked circumstances are put in place by a ruling class or a ruling leader that has authoritarian power to determine the lives, the structure, and the ruling of an entire nation. You know what kills me? I hear all these people, especially the Hollywood left, because, you know, they have an instant microphone wherever they go. calling Donald Trump a fascist. I don't even think they know what the definition of a fascist is. Or an example. Stalin was literally a fascist, the leader of Russia during World War II. Mussolini, the dictator, the brutal dictator in Italy, was a fascist. And the definition I gave you just a moment ago, where an individual or a group in a political class, or who determines the laws, which laws are good, which laws are bad, which are enforced, which ones aren't, that's fascism. And Donald Trump has never tried to do that, doesn't do that. Fascism does not exist in the United States. Now, is there a possibility it could? Well, I don't believe right now there's anybody in government that has any desire or ability to assume such totalitarian power. I will tell you this. We had a president for 8 years that I think, and many feel like, political experts feel like, we were headed down a road towards that. And it was being called socialism light. Socialism is a state of political operations in which the government, however it's constituted, basically controls the lives of its citizens. The UK, United Kingdom, actually operates under what's called socialism light. It's not quite all the way. It's kind of a capitalist-socialist combination. The United States needed, and I say needed, that word in quotation marks, needed to head that way. Barack Obama made it very clear when he was running for his first term in office that the United States was about, after he was elected, under his guidance and his leadership, began fundamental change. He didn't spell it out, but his activities and actions when elected showed that he wanted a bigger government with more control, more input, and the ability to make unilateral decisions about everyday lives, laws, and law enforcement for Americans. Remember this. He informed his first attorney general, Eric Holder, some laws to forget about, not to enforce them. Illegal drug use is illegal because it's a federal law. Yet, in the Holder Justice Department, states begin to have permission to pass local and state laws legalizing previously illegal drugs. Now, talk about a conundrum. How do you enforce the laws in that case? Because federal laws are supposed to supersede state and local laws. So, everywhere in America, by federal law, marijuana is illegal. It's illegal to have it. It's illegal to sell it. It's illegal to use it. And yet, it's happening in multiple states now who have passed local and state laws that allow it. So what does the government do? Because a president said, wink and look away? It's happening. Federal law being broken. And those breaking federal laws is legal in those states. Where's the rule of law? This is the exact conundrum we face today in illegal immigration. So, what are we going to do? We're going to get into that in the second half, but I want to point something out. A gentleman a couple of days ago shocked a CNN anchor when discussions were underway about the horrors instigated by the Trump Homeland Security in separating children, taking children by force away from their parents, when those parents brought those children illegally across the border. The numbers were growing, and of course, the news is covering it, and I've seen news anchors in the last week or so just gritting their teeth and almost tearing their hair out because of the horrors and the insensitivity of the Trump administration by doing so. This gentleman on CNN is actually Congressman Henry Cuellar, who's a Democrat from Texas. I know him personally. He's a really fine man. He is very far left of this guy. He said this: the Obama administration attempted to keep quiet about how many unaccompanied minors were crossing the border and that children were being held in detention centers. The Obama administration, not the Trump administration. He said this: there were large numbers of people coming in. And this was in an interview with CNN just Saturday, a couple of days ago. The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet. According to the Washington Post, nearly 70,000 unaccompanied minors were apprehended on the border in 2014. The comments come after the Department of Homeland Security confirmed Friday that about 2,000 minors were separated from guardians at the border since the Trump administration started enforcing a zero-tolerance policy to prosecute all illegal immigrants. Now, just imagine this. The law says you cannot enter the country legally. And so Obama put a formal policy in place. Remember, he told us he had a phone and he had a pen. So an executive order. He let the DACA kids stay legally for a period of time. He kicked that can down the road. And there was a policy that was implemented to not separate those children from those guardians. There was no policy to enforce immigration laws. It was simply kick the can down the road. DHS officials verified on Friday that 1,995 minors were taken away from accompanying adults while attempting to enter the U.S. between ports of entry between April 19th and May 31st. Minors who were split from their families as a result of the zero-tolerance policy will be housed by Health and Human Services, taken away from those adults. But Cuellar pointed out that not all kids crossing the border are being separated because some come alone. This is a quote: it's not a matter that every single child we have in those centers are being separated because some of them are coming in alone, he said. He also pointed to immigrants bringing kids across the border who are not their blood relatives in order to take advantage of U.S. immigration loopholes, which has since been rectified by Trump's zero tolerance policy. Donald Trump promised that he was going to lead Congress to straighten out the immigration laws. And what's wrong with that? Remember we said in the opening, if a law is bad, it's supposed to be changed, not ignored. Nobody, including anybody in the White House, has the right or has the authority to thumb their nose at any duly passed American law at any level. And they have an obligation, if they feel like any law is bad for Americans, start the process of fixing the law. Not pulling out a pen and doing an executive order to bypass the law, or just to arbitrarily decide not to enforce some laws, fix the problem. All of this craziness going on, all of the screaming at the White House is by leftists who want open borders. Why do they want open borders? They don't care about you and me as taxpayers having to pay billions and billions and billions of dollars to underwrite this illegal activity. They don't care about that. You know what they want, folks? They want votes. They want to be the ones, the party, that can raise their hand and say to millions of illegals, we got you here, and you're obligated to us. That's what it's all about. But we've got some pending legislation to fix it this week in Congress. More about that in a moment, right after this at dnewman.org.
Welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order, please?
I'm here for the most wanted.
Sorry, sir. Can you repeat that?
The gang known as the Western Whopper.
Ah, you mean our new Texas barbecue beefacon and sweet Carolina Whoppers, right?
Yes, I need them now.
Try the new Texas barbecue beefacon or our tasty honey mustard sauce on our sweet Carolina Whoppers at your nearest BK today. Burger King, have it your way.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at dnewman.org.
And we are trying to get immigration straightened out and do it the right way. And there's some folks on Capitol Hill that are doing the same thing. Why hasn't it been done? Why did Reagan just give blanket amnesty to so many? And then after that, why did Bush 41 and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and Obama not do anything about immigration? They knew we had a problem. They knew we had to do something about it. But yet, none of those leaders did anything to fix the problem. Enter Donald Trump. Now, here's a guy that understands when there's a problem, you got to tackle it. You got to come up with solutions. And you look at his first year and a half in office, he's done that on many fronts. And the nation is recovering from some really bad situations across the spectrum, economically, socially, politically. And it's because somebody has taken a stand in those areas. And it's time that these men and women in Congress take a look at how he is operating, and instead of standing back and throwing rocks at the White House and laughing and calling him names and, you know, the media, I honestly think Congress looks and listens at those people far too much. The media are trying to make themselves relatable to American life at the expense of all that is right, all that is accurate, all that is correct, and all that is news. They don't care. They're looking for ratings. They're looking for newspaper sales. They're looking for money. And they're looking for opportunity. And boy, they've pretty well had a go of it at the expense of this president, because he does enough, he says enough, and he enacts particular operations in Washington, D.C. that give them plenty to talk and write about. And they're loving it. But in the midst of all of that, it's become almost nothing but noise. Lost in the fray is the truth of what this is all about. There are people's lives at stake every day. And it's not just those people who are sacrificing. They're coming from foreign countries. They're coming from Central America, across Mexico. They're coming from Mexico and getting into the United States illegally. It's not just about them, folks. It's about Americans. It's about native-born Americans. It's about those million that last year immigrated from foreign countries into the United States and took the time and the effort to do it the right way. They obtained legal immigration status. It's time for Congress to think of Americans first. We are not citizens of Earth. We are not citizens of the global community. We are citizens of the United States of America. Our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, their fathers and their great-grandfathers, and so on, created a government, established a country, and drafted laws to make all of this work. Who gives Congress the right to thumb their noses at the rule of law and the United States Constitution. Nobody does. So what are we going to do about it? Well, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, he's a Republican from California, on Thursday, just last Thursday, said there will be a vote, probably this week, on hardline immigration legislation that conservatives have been pushing for. Hardliners. That's what they're calling the House Freedom Caucus. Hardliners. McCarthy controls the floor schedule for the House. He said he's already assured members of the House Freedom Caucus that the legislation from Representatives Bob Goodlatte from Virginia and Michael McCaul from Texas will go to the House floor for a vote. He said, I've already told them we're going to give them a vote on Goodlatte. That's what they're calling his bill. So I don't understand the difficulty, McCarthy said. Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus have been threatening to withhold their votes for the farm bill, a bill that is a priority for Speaker Paul Ryan, unless there is action on the Goodlatte bill, which would impose new limits on legal immigration in return for granting temporary status to those DACA kids. Those are deferred action for childhood arrivals. Those are the kids that were brought into the United States illegally by their parents. DACA has allowed immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids to live, work, and go to school without fear of deportation. While GOP leadership had hoped to bring up the farm bill on Friday, didn't happen. Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, I like him a lot, he's a Republican from North Carolina, said he would like to see a vote on the Goodlatte bill first. In other words, he sent a message, if we don't have the Goodlatte bill, I'm going to vote no on the farm bill. Some Freedom Caucus members doubt McCarthy's commitment to have the vote on Goodlatte's bill. They argue that leaders have made that same promise before. Oh, no. Republican leadership, House leadership, made promises they didn't keep? That sounds familiar. It would have had to be a bindable commitment, said one Freedom Caucus member, and even then I'm not sure that would satisfy me. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana said, discussions with members on a path forward are going to continue. Quote, well, we've been talking to them about ways to resolve the differences between the two bills for a while, and we're working through some pretty complicated issues, but we're also making headway, he told The Hill. So we know we want to get a vote on the Goodlatte bill. I guess right now the question is when. Even if Goodlatte's bill reaches the House floor, it appears to have little chance of passing in its current form. Did you hear that? All this crud, all this talk, all this heartburn, and it's probably not going to pass even if it gets to the floor. There's a compromise bill. Now, you ever wonder why Paul Ryan announced a couple of months ago he's not going to run for Speaker of the House, and in fact, he's not even going to run for re-election for the House of Representatives this fall? You remember that? Why didn't he go ahead and step down as Speaker of the House and turn it over to either Steve Scalise or Mike McCarthy, who have, I guess, the lead for that position? Why is that? You think that maybe he felt like he had some stuff he had to take care of? Well, I think that's it. And I think this is part of it. Here's what I think's going on. And I heard my buddy Russ Limbaugh kind of chime in on Friday about this. He kind of feels the same way, that this is Paul Ryan's payback to lobbyists that have funded his campaigns through the years with millions of dollars in campaign contributions, and also other Republicans, and those lobbyists have been lobbying, as they all do, for their clients. And Paul Ryan needs to show them by having a vote on a different bill, they're calling it a compromise bill, to pay them back. House Republican leaders released a draft immigration bill on Thursday that would provide legal protections for undocumented young people, those dreamers, which while also providing $23 billion for a wall along the border with Mexico. That funding would be combined with the $1.6 billion already promised to reach President Trump's requested $25 billion for the wall. The two together would make 25. That's supposed to please the president, and obviously if that bill would pass, the heat would be on for him to sign it. The draft legislation circulated by, guess who, House Speaker Paul Ryan and other leaders to rank-and-file GOP lawmakers is intended to be a compromise on an issue that has bitterly divided the party. A vote is likely this week, but it is unclear if the legislation has the votes to pass or if Trump will back it. So we got the conservative bill, the good lad bill, and they're saying probably not enough votes to pass it. Paul Ryan comes up with a compromise bill, and now they're thinking there's probably not enough votes to pass that one. On one of the most contentious issues of this compromise bill, the draft proposal would allow an estimated 1.1 million Dreamers to apply for a non-immigrant status, essentially a conditional legal visa if they meet certain conditions. They must, for example, have a high school diploma or GED and must be under 36 years of age as of June 15th. Why don't they just get legal status by going through the legal immigration process? They've been here for decades. Why haven't they been doing it? Because presidents have been kicking the can down the road. Those conditional visas would be taken from new restrictions on legal immigration included in the GOP bill. The measure would nix a diversity lottery program and limit family-based immigration. Once the Dreamers have taken the visa slots from those two programs, they'll disappear, thus reducing legal immigration. If the Dreamers win that non-immigrant status, then after 6 years, they can apply for a green card, which will set them on the path to eventual citizenship. Folks, I'm going to wrap it up real quick here by telling you, it's quid pro quo. Somebody gave them something, and somebody's expecting to get something back. That's exactly what's going on. Why not enforce the law? You don't like the law? Change the law. I predict now, they say, each of these bills this week, and today is the 18th of June, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd. They said, Mike McCarthy, who runs the floor for the House, said there'd be a vote on both of these bills this week. They're not going to vote on them because they won't want to bring them up for a vote because they won't know for certain there's enough votes to pass them. So when that happens, they just don't bring them up and say, nah, not enough people there, so they'll move on to something else. That's the Congress that runs our country today. What do you think about that? So here we are. We've been dealing with the Robert Mueller investigation into Russia. We've been dealing with the Inspector General's report. And now we got to go back to something that should have been resolved years ago under four presidents ago, and that's fixing immigration and stopping the illegal kind. My goodness, it can't be that tough. Ask Donald Trump. He loves problems and he loves working them out. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be back. It's going to be a busy week. Join us.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. See and hear it first at dnewman.org.